Ever since I've been a pest, I can't let myself rest from white lightning in excess. I held a drinking little bottle on top of my jar. That's come in handy, you bet. If you care to lose your money, come on, I won every drinking bet yet. With one stain dry and the other one wet, I'm gonna head up to be a guzzler yet. From east to west, I'm a bootlegger's pet from white lightning in excess. My ma told me it would kill me dead. I just can't help it, mom knows best, but they'll lay me to rest from white lightning in excess. I built a tricky little funnel on the top of my jar. Does it come in handy, you bet? I'm here to lose your money, come on. I've won every drinking bet yet.
Darling, please forgive me. Take me out. you know I still love you. With these tears, can't you tell? Darling, darling, I'm so sorry. Take me out of lover's hell. Please, please forgive me. Take me out of lover's hell. I feel like a Frankenstein. I created a monster. This monster's only 5'2", hair of black and eyes of blue. You better watch out or she gets you too, 'cause I created a monster, a beautiful, beautiful monster. I went out nights all by myself. Baby stayed home sitting on the shelf. Her heart done turned to a piece of stone. Now she's out there all alone. This monster's only 5'2", hair of black and eyes of blue. You better watch out or she'll get you too, 'cause I created a monster, a beautiful, beautiful monster. I had her back tonight. I treat her good and I do her right. But it's too late to stop her now. She's gone too far and I don't know how. This monster's only 5'2", hair of black and eyes of blue. You better watch out or she'll get you too, 'cause I created a monster, a beautiful, beautiful monster. I created a monster. Oh, what a pretty little monster.
A self-made god with an iron hand shapes in fear the child like man. Dingaka,
witch doctor, witch doctor.
His land deceptive to the naked eye, like a green carpet stretching under the sky. A land where man plays the oldest game. If he lives, he gives thanks in his own god's name. To the sky, he sits upon his throne, for the hunger no vulture is known. Ding-da-ha. Whether young or old, whether weak or strong, the sun doesn't care about the right or the wrong. If it burns down upon this savage land, where only jungle law makes a man again, or if you want a taste of hell, just come you all to this ancient land where there's an old, old story to tell. A self-made god, but with feet of clay, the witch man must die one day. Ding-da-da. Dacron suit or a piece of cloth, man draws to hate like the flame-seeking moth. Man also draws to the stars up above and to the gentle touch of his woman's love.
The devil, my conscience, and I had a discussion about you. My conscience convinced me last night to turn around and come back to you. The devil said,
why do you stick to one girl?
Because I love her, I truly love her.
But there's many other girls in this old world.
Yes, but none other like her.
Remember when she cheated on you?
Yes, but that's all over now.
Get even with her, you cheat too.
Say maybe, maybe I will. But then my conscience said, wait a minute, son. Now, conscience, you stay out of this. You'll get revenge, but you won't have no fun. You wait and see, you wait and see. But think of all the time she stood by you. Yes, but who else could she have stood by? Why, many other people need her too. She done me wrong, she done me wrong. Sure, she'd done you wrong a time or two. Then why shouldn't I get even? You're already even, son. You done her wrong, too. Oh, conscience. Oh, conscience. So I decided to love you and forget everything. Oh, but the devil, he told me you had lied, you had lied. So now I'm holding you, baby, cause the devil lost the battle and the winners are my conscience and not I. The devil, my conscience, and not I. The devil, my conscience, and not I.
Tiny spaceship landed in downtown. A little man stepped out. People gathered all around. They talked to him, but all he would say was the diggy dog a diddly bop a diggy dog a day. They asked him more questions like, did you come from Mercury? How was the trip from outer space? But all his answers were a mystery, cause all they heard the little man say was good-diddly-bop-a-diddly-duck-a-day. Little blonde-headed girl said, man, you're out of this world. Let's go to town and do everything right. How about a date with you tonight? The little man said, well, ga-deeky-dock-a-diddly-bop-a-deeky-dock-a-day. Ga-deeky-dock-a-diddly-bop-a-oo-bop-de-bop. Ga-deeky-dock-a-diddly-bop-a-oo-bop-de-bam. Ga-deeky-dock-a-diddly-bop-a-oo-bop-de-bam.
Then he flew away.
A lot of talk going on about these unidentified flying objects flying around all across the country and in the towns. Looks like it's going to be impossible to keep a panic down. But if you see a UFO boy or something unidentified flying around, you better keep your mouth shut, or they're going to prove for sure you ain't nothing but a nut. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. My old hounds barked. They began to growl. I rushed out. Thought something was on the prowl. I saw this here shining like object. Lights flashing all around. Thought a meteorite done hit the town. I stuck up on this thing. It was a ship, all right. Heard that hissing sound. I moved in for a closer look. Didn't see nothing. Done gone, man. Swamp gas.
Swamp
gas. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. I was out hunting with my .22. And this here UFO come flying through. I took one shot, and the bullet went zing. And I looked again, but didn't see a cotton-picking thing. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas.
Swamp gas.
Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. It could be Uncle Martin from Mars, or some celestial being from some faraway stars. But here's a bigger blast. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas.
Swamp gas.
Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. There's a lot of folks who saw this here thing. Pictures were taken. Police all around. Reporters for the mobs. They even sent a special intelligence man down. He checked all these stores in town and looked all around. And he called a special news conference. And somebody said, "What do you say, man?" He said, "Well, I've checked all these stores in town, and I've looked all around, and I've come to this conclusion at last. You people's been seeing swamp gas."
I want some alligator meat, some good old alligator meat. I said some alligator meat, fresh alligator meat. You have your egg foo young and your chicken chow mein. When I walks in, it always be the same. I want some alligator meat. I said some alligator meat. Fish alligator meat. Ooh, alligator meat makes me twice as strong. So I can love my baby twice as long. Oh, give me alligator meat. It's some alligator meat, some good old alligator meat. Don't tell me you ain't got none. I'll jump in the bio and I'll get me some. I said some alligator meat. I want some alligator meat, some good old alligator meat. Just like Frank Book, I'll bring him back alive. Skin is hide right before your eyes. Fresh alligator meat. Don't want no egg foo, y'all. Don't want no chicken chow, man. When I walks in, give me alligator meat.
Say, come back to the bayou again with me.
bayou, 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 bayou.
Last week my baby left me all alone, and ever since then I've been staying at home. I got so addicted to that TV screen. Last night I had a crazy TV dream. Marshal Matt Dillon and Detective Peter Gunn had a warrant out for Lassie, and they had her on the run. I saw Flint McCullough from the wagon train giving a sob story on Queen for a day. Dr. Ben Casey was standing there, trying to get a loan from the millionaire. Same Dick Clark had found a new dance when Zorro cut a C in the seat of his pants. There was CBS and NBC, everyone was there, even ABC. Seemed like a party to the far extreme, live and in color in my TV dream. Huckleberry Hound was moving right in, rocking and a-twisting with a rin-tin-tin. There was Dr. Kildare and Paladin too, just having a fight over who was who. Grandpa McCoy was going wild, teaching Ed Sullivan how to smile. Quick Draw McGraw was making the scene, when I woke up from a TV dream. Ever since you've gone, I haven't left this room. You gotta come back, baby, and come back soon. If I don't get away from this TV screen, I'm gonna be a victim of a TV dream.
TV the other night, and this cowboy starts a big gunfight, hand on the trigger, ready to squeeze, and this fella said, "Just a moment, please. This soap's the best you've ever used. Mix it with water and clean your shoes. Good for cleaning your Sunday hat. Stops perspiration in seconds flat." This fella, he rambled on and on till it seemed like half a night was gone. The movie come back, and to my surprise, the FBI was chasing these spies. Got them cornered in this bar, then comes an ad about a car with white wall tars and heater too, but by this time I'm turning blue. They tell you about pills will make you thin, and other pills will make you grin. Formulas from your head to your feet, and tablets make you wanna eat. Things are getting mighty sad, and I tell you folks, I've really been had. Bought that toothpaste of YK-10, used Brand X over and over again. Smoked them cigarettes low and tar, hocked my house and bought a car. Got an easy loan, I pay by check, now I feel like a total wreck. Last thing between the poorhouse and me, them blasted commercials on TV. But now I come to the end of my plight. They're picking up my TV tonight. I'm not the kind of a fella to fret. This is one way I get out of debt. I'll be high in nicotine, low in tar. Still be driving last year's car. And I won't need that floating soap. They can sell them things to another dope. Neighbor, take this tip from me. Stamp out commercials on TV.
He's a cow-cutter cowboy, I'm picking him his old sit tie. With his 10-gallon turban on, I'm making like a Nashville star. A country music's everywhere, watching charm his lasso in the air. Everybody give old Hoot sing a hand.
He's a snake-charming sitar picking man.
He couldn't find a guitar for sale in the whole bazaar. So he started picking country on a beat-up cheap sitar. Pretty soon a crowd of Hindus gathered round to hear him make that well-burned sound. Everybody give old Hoot sing a hand. He's that snake charming sitar picking man. Yeah, that cow-cutter cowboy is moving in to music town. And he brings in that way out Hindu cowboy's sound. So if you hear some country music with a four twang, and words of wild flyer don't mean a thing, go ahead and give old Hoot sing a hand.
He's that snake charming sitar picking man.
Head and give old Hoot sing a hand.
He's that snake charming sitar picking man.
Morning, class, let's go to Nashville. See if we can get Chet Atkins to tune a sitar. Chet Atkins, can you tune a sitar?
Now I ain't got a problem, it's about to get me down. Every time I try to sing, I feel like a clown. They say I used to sing like a bird, unquote. But lately something strange is happening to my throat. 'Cause my voice keeps breaking, you see.
Yes, my voice is changing on me.
Oh, I feel like a fool and my life is a wreck. 'Cause my voice keeps changing on me. Poor me, poor me. They had a show at school yesterday, and I got up to sing and play. There was a girl that I thought I could snow when she heard me sing on the amateur show. But my
voice kept
changing on me, slipping and
sliding.
Now I can't show my face and my life's a disgrace, 'cause my
voice
keeps changing
on me.
Poor me,
poor me.
Brown baby with black curly hair, let those people stare. We are proud and take you everywhere, so let those people stare. What is the color of your mom and dad? Red is your sister's hair. Walking downtown, we have found that some people stare. We don't care, let those people stare. Hey, little brown baby, don't let your little bit of heart tear if some people stare. 'Cause we picked you out from all the other kids there, so let those people stare. Hey, you tell the sky, you tell the sun, we all loved you, you little honey bun. Yeah, baby, we're a-thinking their time will come. Let those people stare. Let those people stare. Little brown baby, don't let your little bit of heart tear if some people stare. 'Cause we picked you out from all the other kids there, so let those people stare. Hey, you tell the sky, you tell the sun, we all loved you, you little honey bun. Yeah, baby, we're a-thinking their time will come. Let those people stare. Let those people stare. Let those people stare. Let those people stare.
A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. When a woman wears another woman's hair, you can't hardly tell who they are. A little blonde-headed woman woke up this morning as pretty as she could be. And when her husband left, he said, I'll see you at 12. fix a little lunch to eat. But when he came home at noon, her hair was short and red. He said, woman, who are you? When I left out early this morning, my woman didn't look like you. But when he left at one, her hair was short and red. And he said, please don't fool me again. Now I know you covet another woman's hair, and this is your greatest sin. But when he came home that night, her hair was long and black, and he said, woman, I don't understand why you want to wear another woman's hair unless it's for another man. A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. When a woman wears another woman's hair, it can't hardly tell who they are. You heard my sermon about another woman's hair. The color God gave you looks the best on you, no matter what color you wear. Black or blonde, red or gray, I'm not mad, I'm just trying to say, according to the good book, your hair's your glory. I think you ought to leave it that way. A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. When a woman wears another woman's hair, you can't hardly tell who they are.
Guess I was no more than 10 when I first heard his name. And when I finally saw him, well, my life was never quite the same. For days on end, I'd save my nickels and dimes for Saturday evening and matinee time. Oh, I saw and loved all the cowboy stars, but he was something special and the greatest by far. And I'd like to think, with all that great talent he had, that maybe he'd kept a lot of kids from going bad. Now, every boy has his hero down through his time, and this big, tough cowboy was always mine. And many a time through the heat and the rain, I'd walk all the way to town just to see John Wayne. And I reckon those days were my greatest joy, 'cause he was God's gift to a grown-up boy. And it followed me through to a grown-up man. And I'm mighty proud to say I was a devoted fan. 'Cause he was a natural from the very start. And he played every scene straight from the heart. From his first to his last, he was 10 feet tall. And you just couldn't watch without being a little part of it all. Now he loved his country and he'd tell you so. And he preached democracy wherever he'd go. But he was human, and humans grow old. But throughout his life, he was pure solid gold. Now, in these few lines, I just can't tell you the half of it. But I'll tell you one thing, he was real true grit. He was Rooster Cogburn with a patch on his eye. That whiskey-drinking sheriff, too mean to die. The sergeant that died on that Iwo Jima sand. To a world that loved him, a big, big man. But time has a way of making its own law. And the first time, fate almost beat him to the draw. But he shot it out with odds that stood in store. And he won the fight, and he came back for more. Yeah, the greatest cowboy was growing old. And finally, sickness took its toll. In his life and profession, he had paid his dues. And I cried like a baby when I heard the news. Oh, I'll never forget how I felt that day when they told me the Duke had passed away. To millions of people, a real true friend. And this story really has no end, 'cause every time he walks across the silver screen, oh, I'll relive my childhood all over again. The peanuts, the popcorn, and the candy time, when I rode the range with a friend of mine. Now, this is my tribute to a man in the name, an American hero, Big John Wayne.
Down in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the night the Lord took Red away. And we had to get there a little early, 'cause we had a matinee. And when Red first went on stage, it seemed that he moved and talked a little slow. But of course he went on to do his regular great show. So soon the afternoon show was over with, and we all went down the street and ate. Red said he wasn't very hungry, but he came along anyway. And we got done eating and came back to do the last show. But to think this would be Red's very last, well, who was to know? And when he went on stage for his umpteenth thousandth time, we was all back at the curtains there just shooting the lines. But when he sang Peace in the Valley, there was such a quiet still. I know I'll never forget it, and anyone that was there never will. Well, soon the last show was over with, and I went back to the hotel, and Red gave me a call. I told him to come on over. I was just staring at the four walls. So he came over to my room. He was just next door there. Lit a cigarette and sat down in a chair. And he started talking about all the worries that a country music singer has. I said, "All Red, I reckon it's not that bad." He said, "Yeah, you're working a lot now, and you'll have them someday. Your dad had them, and I have them, and I guess it's just meant that way." Then he got up, and these are the last words he said. "I'm awful tired now, Hank, and I've got to go to bed." And while I lay there sleeping with Red just a few steps away, the angels came and took him to that last golden stage. There'll be peace in the valley for him now we pray. I was with Red Foley the night he passed away.
Is my pusher now, and he's pushed away my cares. Well, I'm on a trip with Jesus. He's a pushing me on. My heart is filled with love. I'm singing a happy song. My soul is high on the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus is my pusher, and he's pushing me on. My supply was exhausted, on the brink of despair. I was searching for my pusher, but he'd failed me again. Then somebody touched me, and I turned to find Jesus, my pusher, and he's with me all the time. Well, I'm on a trip with Jesus. He's a pushing me on. My heart is filled with love. I'm singing a happy song. My soul is high on the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus is my pusher now, and he's pushing me on. Jesus, he's pushing me on. My heart is filled with love, on my lips a happy song. My soul is high on the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus is my pusher and he's pushing me on. Well, I'm on the trip to Jesus, he's pushing me on. My heart is filled with love, I'm singing a happy song. My soul is high on the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus is my pusher and he's pushing me home. Well, I'm on the trip to Jesus, trip to Jesus.
Seen a lot of country, no one out of town. I was a lad, riding in a truck with mother and my dad, and I sat in the middle of the cab. Mother didn't like it, staying home alone, said I had to see more of my dad. Riding through the country, happy days ahead, then one day we lost dad. And the truck was all that we had. Since we near the country, mother drove the truck, and all the fellow truckers lent a hand. She was doing fine, though sometimes maybe sad, but I thought we had covered all the land. Then one day we got some paint, and then she named the rig. Mother was so happy I could see, written on the front in plain view for all to see. Mother was as proud as she could be, and all the truckers that we met could see. Yeah, here comes Mother Trucker, Mother Trucker, driving clean and smooth across the land. Yeah, here comes Mother Trucker, Mother Trucker, driving just as good as any man. Trucker, driving clean and smooth across the land. Yeah, here comes Mother Trucker, Mother Trucker, driving just as good as any man. Wow, I thought that we had covered all the land. Yeah, she was driving just as good as any man. Whoa, she had drove that truck across the land.
I was trucking down the interstate late last night, with my old CB on, and everything was so quiet. But all of a sudden, a breaker came through from the master base away in the blue. Breaker 19, good buddies below. This is a special call from a friend y'all know. I know this is taking you all by surprise, 'cause we're on the master's radio here in the skies. It's your old good buddy, Teddy Bear. Just want to remind you that we all care. I meet old friends up here every day as I walk these golden streets. You see, good buddies, up here, there's no crippled feet. We're having a ball on the master's line. Me and our old buddy, Phantom 309. Each day we take a ride on the great white way, where we see little Rosa now and then, and we often stop and play. She says, tell her papa hello, and please, please don't cry. Soon he and mama, they'll both understand why. I talk to my daddy up here every day, and to PJ the DJ, about the records he used to play. By the way, Hawkshaw, Copas, and Patty are here too. They sing on the Opry each night here in the Blue. Every night I get with Phantom 309. Usually we check out my old address, Jackson 229. There sits Mama Teddy Bear with tears in her eyes, listening to the old CB. My, how she cries. I know she misses me. Why, that's plain to see. 'Cause she just sits there and listens to that old CB. Not one breaker ever does she call. She just sits there listening and staring at the wall. So old friends, when you're driving around, I'd appreciate it if you'd stop by and give her a call if you're near Jackson Town. Tell her Teddy Bear called tonight, and we'll be calling her. And I know that'll make her day bright. Teddy Bear's gonna back on out now and clear up this line. Gonna take another ride with Phantom 309. So give us a call when you're passing by. We'll be riding with you till I see you again. 10-4. And goodbye.
In a poker game, and with a full house and a little bit of luck, I won $3 and a milking machine, 2 snow tires and a donut truck. So I'd be able to tell it apart, I figured I needed a name from a truck. Let's see, truck, what hauls donuts, I thought to myself. So that's what I named it, Giddy Up Donut. Well, I was painting the name across the back when the wife come in from the fields. I said, hey, I won me a truck and I'm going into business. She took a look at it and said, yippee, big deal. Well, that sounded like a good name for a truck. When I'd painted it on, it made a weird looking sight. Giddy Up Donut painted all the way across the left, and yippee, big deal painted across the right. Then my little boy come running out of the house, and he saw the big truck for the first time. He said, nay, nay, no, 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 no. Ain't that cute? Little boy wasn't but 9. Now that sounded like a pretty weird name for a truck, but I went ahead and painted the name on the back with the rest. And I'll tell you one something. When I finished, you ain't never seen the back of a donut truck in such a mess. Well, I took off, driving day and night. Somewhere along the way, I must have turned wrong. Got to listening to the radio and lost track of time. And it is 12 years before I got back home. I guess the wife had got tired of waiting, because she and the little boy were both gone. So I found me a bar and a drinking partner, and me and Skid Row Joe, oh, we hung one on. It is 20 years before I seen my boy again, but I knew him in a minute. It was 20 years before I seen my boy again, but I knew him in a minute. Still sounds right. It was at a truck stop, and I bought him a cup, and since he'd growed so much, I'd let him put some coffee in it. Boy, I said, my truck's got a name. How good a guesser are you? Well, his eyes met mine, and at the top of his lungs, he said, nay, nay, no, 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 no. Oh, did that do it? Tears of joy. I'd found my baby boy. He'd growed a lot, but he's still kind of dumb. But I could tell he's glad that he'd found his dad. He just sat there smiling and sucking his thumb. That's my boy. And from that day on, it was just the three of us, me and Dingy and Giddy Up Donut, together again.
Six pallbearers pass by me, lay the star at rest neath the tall oak tree. His fans were all there, the governor stood among them, and a famous quartet sang the star's favorite hymn. In his last will and testament, he left me his guitar, a treasure to me. I said no one would ever play these strings, so I hung it on the wall, but I hear strange things. When it's dark and lonesome in my room, plays a tune. When it stops, I hear the crashing of a car. I start crying, listening to the star's guitar. Dark and lonesome in my room, I swear that guitar plays a tune. When it stops, I hear the crashing of a car. I start crying, listening to the star's guitar.
Thank you. the fear, there's a scare. Behind the scare, there is bad nerve. Because of bad nerve, I'm scared of the dark. When it turns dark, I have nightmares. Because of nightmares, I'm a coward. She challenged me, and I'm the coward behind the fear. Look here, on my face, there's some goosebumps. They're bigger than any I have ever seen. She knows I'm scared, it shows with all the goosebumps. My life's a wreck, cause my gal's so low down mean. Behind the fear, there's a scare. Behind the scare, there is bad nerve. Because of bad nerve, I'm scared of the dark. When it turns dark, I have nightmares. Because of nightmares, I'm a coward. She challenged me, and